hate to end all this great conversation, but we need to begin.
Just go to the Apple store, yeah.
But I've been carrying it around a lot.
Welcome, everyone. I'd like to convene the meeting of the Board of Trustees, University of Illinois. We'd like to first of all call the roll. Susan, if you would.
Thank you. Mr. Cepeda.
Present.
Mr. Estrada.
Here.
Mr. Fitzgerald.
Present.
Mr. Hall.
Here.
Ms. Hacera.
Here.
Ms. Holmes.
Here.
Dr. Kortz.
Here.
Mr. McClinton.
Present.
Mr. McMillan.
Here.
Mr. Montgomery.
Here.
Governor Rauner. Ms. Smart.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Present.
Thank you.
Very good. Well, welcome everyone to our, I think, annual retreat. It's great to have everyone here and looking forward to the opportunity to interchange and share ideas. Before we get started, I'd just like to give a brief update on the person whom this room is named after, and that's Michelle Thompson. As many of you know, she was in a tragic accident and came back to Chicago middle of last week. She is recuperating, but it's going to be a bit of a long time for her to recover from her injuries. As a result, the plans for Wood's funeral have not been put in place, but we'll keep you up to date on that situation. But please keep Michelle in your thoughts and prayers as she recovers. So at this time, President Killeen, we'd like to kick off the strategic planning for the university. I know that you've been working on the process, and today is a critical part of that, so I'll turn the floor over to you.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And today we welcome trustees, deans, officers, faculty, students, stakeholders from our three campuses to kick off what I think is an extraordinarily important activity, and that is to develop our collective common vision for the future of the University of Illinois in the next decade. It's the time to do it. We've got an expert group of facilitators who will be helping us do this. It's going to be an inclusive, open, consultative process. We want to hear from all the stakeholders. We want to hear from the students. We want to hear from the faculty, obviously. And we're going to start our conversations, and I'm thrilled that my mentor and good friend Jim Dudestad is with us, and will be giving a keynote a little bit later on after a short presentation that I would like to make. So this is the start, this is the formal start, but we did have a precursor retreat that several of you attended, including you, Trustee McMillan, that I think was very refreshing, a framing that was bold, aspirational, and in some ways provocative. I'm hoping that that tone will permeate today, and recognizing that this is really an important gathering because everybody's attention focusing on the future of the University of Illinois in important ways. So Jim Dudestad, who I'll introduce a little bit later on when it's time, will speak about the status of higher education now and into the future. And as you'll hear when I do introduce him, he is the giant of public policy as associated with the future of public research universities such as ours and systems like ours. Then I'd like to introduce just briefly Tony Neuer and John Brownstein, who are sitting at the end of the table there. And they are from AKA Consulting. They helped us immeasurably at the Allerton Park retreat. They can help us today, guide our thinking, and will be in support of this process over this roughly 10-month to a year process. But we expect to have a strategic plan available for the board's consideration in the March to May timeframe. Around noon, we will recess the board meeting and break into small groups and have lunch. And each of you has been assigned a color code and a room, and you can tell, you can map colors, and if you're colorblind, Susan Keyes is always ready to help, and I think the colors have been selected to avoid that problem. But we have in each room, and this is the tradition of the board retreat, these breakout rooms, we'll have a facilitator and what I like to call a rapporteur, and it's called here a scribe, somebody who can report back to the larger group of what the particular group came up with. There'll be plenty of time to discuss the topics provided, and this is the beginning, not the end, so we're not making decisions, we're starting to explore the terrain, and that's very important. And Joe Menacher will be, who's behind me, raise your hand, Joe, will be collecting materials from the breakout group so that we can review them then. And then we'll resume the meeting after the breakout groups and discuss the ideas that came out in the small group. I expect it to be quite exciting. Our facilitator has made it for an exciting event at Allerton. Each group will spend about 5 minutes discussing the points raised, and then we'll look for points of convergence and thematic organization. So what I'd like to do is start with a short presentation, and for those of you at the Allerton retreat, it'll be a little reprise, but consistency is important. And so I'd like to get up to the podium, I think that's where, and give it, it'll be about a 20 minute, and then we'll ask Jim to give us his sense. Strategic plan for the University of Illinois. Whenever you do strategic plans, and I know we've all been involved in them at different times, and there are various types. They're the types that collect dust on bookshelves and that make for a quick read. There are types that look canonical, like every box has been checked in the appropriate canonical order. And there are other types of documents that really change the outlook and connect to people and create a collective vision of a shared willed future. And it's that ladder that we really want to see. It's been several years since the last strategic plan, but each campus, and I stress this, has developed its very viable, exciting strategic visions of the campuses, each of our three campuses. And so what we're looking at here is not to displace or disturb or manipulate those plans, but to combine them and to seek synergies going forward. And so when you do this kind of thing, you have to look backwards, you have to assess where you are, and you have to look forward. So we're gonna focus today on Quo Vadis, where we're going, but it's important, and I'm gonna show a few slides to show where we are and where we've been, which is important context. But it's my sense, and in talking to many of the trustees, I think it's shared, that public higher education is at a crossroads. The business plans of the 1970s are no longer strictly viable. Some institutions are clinging to those plans, but the boundary conditions are changing. The state resources are changing. The international competition, the use of disruptive technologies in higher education, the type and nature of our student body is changing. The sorts of challenges in research and scholarship require increasingly larger teams, intensive efforts. And if we are to remain the preeminent university that we are today and to get strive to even greater heights, we need to recognize the changing environment that we're in and to, in hockey terms, skate to where the puck's going to be. And so the crossroads is an interesting one. My sense is there will be casualties in higher education. Certainly in the private higher education sector, there will be casualties. And in the public higher education sector, it's my belief, and I voted with my feet, that the state-based, public, large-scale, comprehensive, social good-oriented research institutions that have excellence in their sinews are gonna be the inheritors of the 21st century, and the places where the solutions get created and the human capital gets developed to take on the world. So that's where we are. Normally, when you see a crossroads, you take the higher road. I think that's also in our disposition. Always take the high road. We will be taking the higher road. It may not be the easier path, necessarily, but with collective vision and a shared purpose and excitement, a compelling vision of the future will be embraced by our system and be embraced by our stakeholder community. And I can say that in the last 8 weeks since I've been personally meeting folks and going to groups, including 2 days ago the CEO of Caterpillar and other industry people, and we took over D.C., Washington, D.C., and occupied the NSF for an hour and a quarter, University of Illinois, just last week. Without those kind of meetings and sessions, we're being called on to be bold and innovative. And so I don't believe that this is a time to be incremental and cautious. On the other hand, we don't want to be reckless, and we don't want to be leaning so far forward that we fall down. And I showed this at the City Club, and people seemed to like it, so I thought I'd give it reprise. And this is my simple mind at work. We're all about excellence. We're all about impact. We're all about outcomes, particularly for our students. And start with an equation. My equation is I equals E times S. Impact is a product of excellence and scale. The S stands for scale here. You can be excellent and affect 15 people, or you can be excellent and affect 15,000 people. You have greater impact if you have great scale. So that product is what we seek to get. We're a big state university. We're called the University of Illinois. Our competition is Germany and France. We're that big. We're in the heavyweight class. We need to have an impact, and we need to think about our excellence in everything we do, how we recruit people, how we train staff, how we educate students, how we provide opportunities, how we link up with the whole pipeline of public education, and do it at scale. And I can tell you from having been in Washington that the whole nation is looking for that national needle to move forward, and we have a chance, I believe, to model the best practices for this kind of institution with excellence at scale. And there's an exponent which I like to add, because it's a nonlinear process, and I see Rick smirking over there. That can happen, but it can happen extraordinarily well in a setting where there's a culture of cooperation, of collaboration, of leadership, of purpose, of academic freedom that we absolutely need, and of community and support and participation. So I put magic up there at the risk that, you know, what's the new president talking about? It's all about incantations and so on. No, it's about building a culture of collaboration. And we've all seen institutions where they've got it and institutions where they haven't got it. And they have very similar looking strategic plans, often. The ones that have it, and people sometimes talk about Bell Labs doing amazing things for a time, that exponent is very important, and the process of building a shared vision is one where we want to all become a little bit magicians, particularly the students, because we need to exhibit, and particularly in leadership roles, that willingness to collaborate, to be not risk intolerant, to take on larger projects, to work across party lines, across institutional lines, to work closely with the stakeholder community, to recognize that we're in a state with real needs and issues, particularly economic issues, and to make this, and I call that the water cooler metric. It's not so much counting numbers in departments and degrees granted in units of time and dollars. It's the water cooler metric is, have you seen what the University of Illinois is doing? Wow, you should go visit them. That kind of perhaps more qualitative component is what we want to take on in our strategic planning. My clicker's not working. Joe, can you help me? There are many things we've got to be recognized, proud of. 20,000 graduates, that is scale. We're at scale now. We have the Illinois' largest higher education system, and other components of the higher education system, I can say from firsthand experience, are looking to us for leadership, following our lead, responding to some of our, we have 700,000 alumni all over the world. We have 380,000 alumni in Illinois. It's not true that everybody leaves. We have over 350,000 alumni in Illinois, and we have 270,000 alumni in Chicago and Greater Chicago. One of the questions we'll ask in our strategic visioning is,
Have we called up, spoken to them recently? Are they activated? Do they bleed Illinois the way we would like we bleed it? Can we gain traction and capability and scale from greater activation of our alumni community? So we have two retreat goals, very simply at this session for the board. We want to kick it off. So this is the formal start of a strategic planning process. Everything's out on the table. Ideas, welcome. There'll be websites for commentary. We'll put materials, minutes up online so people can track. When drafts emerge, they'll be available for commentary as well. But needs to be kicked off, and we're kicking it off as we should with the board. And then we come back to the board after a lot of homework and assignments and so forth for their approval. We would like today to frame out some concepts and themes. They may change, they may morph, they may oscillate, but it's important to get a framing structure and not 10,000 items, but some organizational structure that makes sense. And there is a third goal, and that is to enjoy. If we're gonna have some magic in the air, let's have a little bit of fun. Let's enjoy the collective visioning. It's not often that you get a chance and be paid to step back and think through in a collective, collegial way where we need to go next. That everybody's busy, we got a lot to work on, but this is a chance to dream a little bit and to examine all facets of the challenges that we face. I wanted to remind everybody that we have a mission, vision, and guiding values today. If you go to the website, you'll find them. And I wanted to read a few words because it's not like this is ab initio. We're not starting over. We have an amazing, amazing university, and we can always aspire to greater lengths. But this is a wonderful mission and vision. It may or may not change during this process. We want to be among the preeminent public universities. I might want to get rid of among, to tell you the truth. Of the nation, striving consistently to sustain and enhance quality in teaching, research, public service, economic development. The mission is to transform lives, 20,000 at a time. Is that the right number? And serve society by educating, creating knowledge, and putting knowledge to work on a large scale and with excellence. The vision is to create a brilliant future for the University of Illinois in which students, faculty, and staff thrive, and citizens of Illinois, the nation, and the world benefit. A future in which the university is the recognized leader among public research universities, teaching scholarship service, engaging public service. I put economic development in a slightly different color, but boy, the state of Illinois needs some economic development. And we might be the place, the catalyst, to really move the state forward. In fact, in my simple mind, I don't think there is another catalyst. I think without a dynamic public research intensive higher education system drawing in jobs, interfacing with the commercial sectors, etc. And so maybe there's a special call on us this time around. Arts and culture, incredibly important, celebrating the human condition, global reach, it's in our vision, and of course athletics in our vision today. The guiding values are to aim high, I'll come back to that. To strive to control our destinies, authorization, accountability are all important. And I can tell you that we're working, as I've mentioned in previously, on drafting a new compact with the state that would give us some regulatory relief, but would show the state what we're signing up to do in return for a predictable and reasonable level of support from the taxpayers of Illinois. So striving to control our destiny is important. Being accountable, integrity, exercising responsible stewardship, inclusive, treating each other with dignity and respect, promoting citizenship, valuing excellence, quality and service, fostering innovation and credit. That's not a bad place to start. And we're